whenever the law of the state is broken, a duly authorized body swings into action. It may be called the Rangers, the Militia, the State Police, or the Highway Patrol. On the morning of June 27th, 1958, Mr. Ralph Baguley said goodbye and left for the office.
Goodbye, honey. Have a good day.
Goodbye, darling.
Now, don't be late, Ralph.
I won't.
Why, what is it, Ralph? You look all in.
June, my car's gone from the garage, and there's a crazy horse in its place.
A horse?
That's what I said, a horse. This is a case for the Highway Patrol.
Hello, M. Matthews here. What's that you say, sir? Your car's gone. There's a horse in your garage. Okay, I'll get onto it right away. No, not the horse. The case.
Yes, this was just another case of horse dumping, the unauthorized exchanging of automobiles for horses, which was seriously affecting the whole metropolis and crippling modern transportation.
George, send a posse. I'm in a patrol car at the Madison Square Gardens. The source is everywhere. Hello, Matthews here.
Hello, Matthew. This is Jed Gahoofer here, the GG man. I've got something for you straight in the horse's mouth.
What is it?
The horse's teeth.
A wise guy, eh? He knows too much about horses. Check on the mugshots and hoofprints of every blackie and booksmith in town.
Hey, Chief, Chief.
What is it, George? Did you clear the horses from Madison Square?
Yeah, I cleared them.
Where are they now?
The Empire State Building.
Oh, no. Come over the window, George. Do you remember in the old days when you could look out the window and hear traffic jams with real automobiles? Crashes? Double parking, speeding, wonderful accidents. Now listen. I feel more like a rustler than a cop. What's that noise I've been hearing all day?
Just a streetcar.
Streetcars? We don't have streetcars here. Follow that noise. Give me an APB on a 10-4, then give me a 9-5 and a 7-9-6, then an 8-9-4 and a 5-9-7 and a 3-7-1.
Yes, this was the vital clue that Matthews had been waiting for. He endeavored to find the locality and source of the mysterious noise.
And a 7-9-5 and 5 and a 9-4 and 8-3-7 and a 5-0-1 and a Highway 6 and a 17-81 and a 4-7-1 and an 8-6-3 and a 6-1 and a 12-18.
Yes, Matthews didn't lose a second in his quest for results.
And a 40-71 and a 12-18, a 7-3-6 and a 16-21 and a 3-7-1 and a 5-9-4 and a 9-5-7 and a 8-9-3-6 and a 7-1.
Chief!
Well, what is it, George? Did you find out about the noise? 10-4?
Yeah, it's coming from the cellar, 10-3.
What do you mean? What do you mean, 10-3?
I'm in a hurry. It's the commercial.
This could be you, hampering yourself with kink. It's new, it's blue, and delicately perfumed with sludge. They're specially imported from Barnsley at 9 pence a ton.
Slowly and cautiously, the unit, armed and prepared, crept to the cellar door.
Okay, Matthews, Highway Patrol. Come up with your hands on top of your head. 10-4.
Howdy. I kind of expected you, gentlemen. 10-4.
Why, it's Hoover, the GG man. 10-4.
Matthews' hunch had paid off. It was a blacksmith operating a vast horseshoe factory made possible by the smelling of city automobiles. 10-4.
Okay, Hoover, you've made your last horseshoe, and it ain't lucky. 10-4.
Be picking autos, putting our smithies out of work. 10-4.
Where you going? There's plenty of work. Get in. Wait a minute. Where's my patrol car? Okay, wise guy, get on!